Israel counters Iran in a flare-up of shadow war. Israel has carried out a series of attacks across the Middle East in recent weeks to prevent Iran from equipping its Arab allies with precision-guided missiles, drones, and other sophisticated weapons that could challenge Israel's defenses. The attacks represent a new escalation in the shadow war between Iran and Israel, which has broken into the open and threatens to set off a wider confrontation. In one 18-hour period over the weekend, an Israeli airstrike killed two Iranian-trained militants in Syria. A drone set off a blast near a Hezbollah office in Beirut's southern suburbs, and an airstrike in Qaim, Iraq, killed a commander of an Iran-backed Iraqi militia. Israel accuses Iran of trying to establish an overland arms supply line through Iraq and northern Syria to Lebanon. The attacks, only one of which Israel has publicly acknowledged, were aimed at stopping Iran and signaling to its proxies that Israel will not tolerate a fleet of smart missiles on its borders, officials and analysts said. Quote, Iran is building something here in the region, said Seema Shine, a former head of research for Israeli intelligence, now a scholar at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv. What's changed is that the process reached a level in which Israel has to act differently. Iranian officials said the Israeli attacks would not go unanswered. Major General Qasem Soleimani, commander of Iran's Quds Force, who oversees covert military operations outside Iran, said on Twitter that, quote, the Zionist actions are insane and will be their last, unquote. And while Iran has not publicly acknowledged the transfer of missile technology, an Iranian with knowledge of Iran's regional efforts said that in the past year, Iran had shifted its focus from training its proxy forces for ground battle in Syria and Iraq to equipping them with high-tech weapons and training. Leaders on all sides say they do not want an all-out war, but the accelerating pace of violent strikes, often with cheap drones and other covert technologies, has raised the possibility that even a minor attack could spiral into a larger conflict. And public taunting and saber-rattling and domestic politics are all contributing to an atmosphere of volatility and brinkmanship. Israel acknowledged carrying out the airstrike in Syria on Saturday, which it said was to prevent militants from launching an explosives-laden drone into Israel. The drone blast near Beirut early Sunday destroyed what Israeli officials described as machinery vital to Hezbollah's precision missile production effort. Israel's responsibility for that strike, the aim of which was first reported by the Times of London, was confirmed by two officials briefed on the operation.